broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. For May 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2022, this is Hour 2 of 2. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and to do so in the traditions of our founding fathers, rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration, using the checks and balances that made America great, promoting the moral high ground, standing with God, family, and country. Yeah, it's the culture war on tap, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to do our duty. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Wow, there's so much to cover. So little time, let's jump right in. So Ammon Bundy is in the news. Good friend. We'll have him back on the radio. I publicly endorsed him in writing for governor of the great state of Idaho. And Ammon Bundy for Idaho governor. Update, if you will, coming up. Idaho primary aftermath. So a bunch is going on in Idaho, and I want to tell you all about it. It starts out with a clip from Ammon Bundy. He is having an event today. If you're in the region, go ahead and bust out and attend. I wish I could do so. It's up in Boise. I'm south of Salt Lake a little bit. And so for me, it's probably, a 5 or 6 hour drive, 5 hour drive to get there, something like that. So anyway, I can't make it, but man, I sure wish I could. They're doing great stuff up there. Listen to Ammon's report.
You about the aftermath of the Idaho primaries. But first on my list, I want to congratulate my friend Raul Labrador for his win as Attorney General. And as governor, I look forward to working with him. The position of attorney general in the state government is very important for many reasons, bringing justice and securing liberty. And so as governor, I am very excited that he will be the attorney general and that we will have the ability to work together and to do much good here in Idaho. Now, what happened last night in the primaries is exactly what we foresaw happening. We projected this clear back in the middle of summer, last summer of 2021. We began to understand and see what was happening. And we are here at the Bundy for Governor campaign are very excited. We feel like we're exactly where we need to be. And I know that may be hard because there's many Liberty candidates that didn't get elected. And but Idaho is not doomed. And Governor Little does not need to continue to be our governor. This is very predictable. And I am wanting to share with you and arm you with information so that you can understand what happened last night. And I'm going to do this at a Keep Idaho, Idaho rally this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I have some information of what happened last night and why most of the Liberty candidates did not get elected. And I can't wait to share this information with you because it brings a lot of hope and a lot of understanding. And it's a message of hope for Idaho and hope for the people of Idaho. So the Keep Idaho, Idaho rally will be in Meridian. We'll start at 2 p.m. at Story Park. It'll be a family event. There'll be live music. There'll be good food. We'll have speakers, including myself. Like I said, I've got this information that I just can't wait to share with you. And I think you'll find it extremely beneficial to you in understanding what is happening here in Idaho and the hope that we have if we just do a few things. So we'll also, for the kids, have bounce houses, face paintings, cotton candy. And we're just going to enjoy each other and begin to unite a little better with each other and to make a plan for the future, a plan of hope and a plan of freedom and liberty, and we're excited for that. I also want to emphasize to you that we are going to start really ramping up this campaign and communicating with people all over Idaho. And that is expensive. And we're not expecting one person to put in a ton of money, although many of you have, and it's basically kept us going, and we are very grateful. What we're asking is each person in your household, each person that loves liberty, that wants to preserve and keep Idaho, Idaho, we're asking you to donate $20 or more a month to my campaign. You could do that by going to votebundy.com, go to the donation, and do it monthly, $20 or more. If you can do $20, great. If you can do $100, that's even better. If you can do $500 a month, that's even better, for the next 7 months. And if we can get you to do that, we will have the resources to be able to disseminate this information that we have that basically will convince the majority of Idahoans, we believe, to vote for me and to do what is necessary to unite and preserve liberty here in Idaho. So again, I can't wait to share this information with you. I mean, it is amazing information, and I want to share it with you. We will be having this rally at 2 p.m. at Story Park, Keep Idaho, Idaho Rally. Story Park is in Meridian, and I can't wait to share with you what I have and to just mingle with you and enjoy our time here. And so I will see you again, 2 p.m. this Saturday, Story Park in Meridian at the Keep Idaho, Idaho Rally. Thank you.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Great update from Ammon Bundy running for governor. Like I said, I've endorsed Ammon in writing because I believe he's the best man for the job, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of the other people are conservative, but not to the degree Ammon is. Look, it's one thing to be conservative. It's another thing to understand the proper role of constitutional government. It's another thing to understand the checks and balances and how to get things done. I believe there's a lot of people that are conservative. They mean well. But I think that very few really have the understanding, the education, the literal handle on things from a constitutional, God-fearing, proper rule of government perspective like Ammon Bundy does. Okay, I know a lot of people are frustrated with Ammon in many ways. I'm not. Ammon's a dear friend. I trust him. I believe in him. And I, in writing, endorsed him for governor because I believe he's heads and shoulders above the rest. And what it takes to ferret out that knowledge, that understanding, is in-depth conversations with Ammon about government, about the proper role, about the history of property rights, about the checks and balances. And you begin to understand that Ammon is a wealth of knowledge. The guy is brilliant, and he's very, very intelligent, and his heart is in the right place to truly look. He's not seeking for power and authority. He's seeking to pull it down. He's not seeking for fame and fortune. He's seeking to make a difference. I'm telling you right now, I've prayed with him. I've eaten food with him. And I've talked to him in detail, and I've spent time with him. I'm telling you, he's for reals. And it's not the same as just somebody who declares conservative values. It's not the same at all. It's in what, how much guts do you have to double down and deliver for your beliefs? And I'm telling you, Ammon is for real. Anyway, I spend too much time on that. Maybe I wish I could be with them at their Keep Idaho, Idaho rally today, because I think it's worthwhile. I'd love to go eat some food and listen to some music and hang out with them and their families and everything. Just too far away for me today. I've got so many things going on. It's just beyond imagination. But anyway, I commend them, and I wanted to play that soundbite. You know, I get Ammon on the radio with me too, but he's so busy and I'm so busy, it's just hard to connect. He'll call me and my voicemail's full. I'm like, oh, crap. And so I go try to get my voicemail not full. And then I try to call Ammon, and he's, well, he's at a rally or he's here or there. And so we love each other, and we'll keep in touch, and I'll have him back, absolutely. But I know he's swamped busy, and so I try not to bug him too much. I try to have him on the air enough to support the cause, but I also try to use the videos and sound bites and things that he puts out to try to keep in touch and use the stuff that he's already working on in meaningful ways. So anyway, share the love. If anybody goes to the rally and listening to this broadcast, tell Ammon hello for me, that I love him, and that I got his back, and that I'm endorsing what he's doing 100%, and I pray for his success in the campaign. Without a doubt, I pray that he wins. Now, the reason I bring all that up and double down so much on that, in addition to the fact that I think Ammon Bundy's a great constitutional American, a great father and a family man and a husband and everything else, there is an interesting tidbit that you need to be aware of. There is an article in the Huffington Post. Now, I know you say to me, Sam, who cares? The Huffington Post is a liberal, extreme, whacked out rag. I get it. I understand. But when you look at this article, it is shocking, in my personal opinion, the libel and the slander. And they get some facts right, but they manipulate the narrative. And so factually, It's hard to prove some of their points not accurate. But on the whole, it's nothing but a hit piece, a takeout piece, a slander, libel job, in my opinion, to which I'm entitled. All right? Now listen. The highlight or the headline says this. Living with the far-right insurgency in Idaho, the radical GOP faction. Think about those scare words. Think about that slander. Living with the far-right insurgency? I mean, that makes it seem like it's a military operation, right? In Idaho, a radical GOP faction in, quote, open alliance with extremists is seizing power and targeting its opponents with cruelty. Some wonder, is it time to leave? Kim Raff, HuffPost, wrote the article. Now, I want to drill into this because, man, these scare words, it's just shocking the way this is written. It is a takeout piece on anybody who believes in virtually the Republican platform, anybody who believes in conservative values at all. It is an absolute disgrace piece, is what I would call it, from a liberal rag. But we must take these people seriously because they have, as we've documented with Chris Carlson last hour, these people have real money and real influence, whether you like it or not. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. Sam's got the deets, okay?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
In message one, we said that Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44, gave the left evil, spiritual power the more they use the lies. The political left today is the beast. Now the Bible confirms that the dragon gave him, the beast, his power. Revelation 13:2. The extra evil spiritual power that comes from the beast by their lying is what accounts for the string of the leftist criminals in the government that have never yet been prosecuted. It also explains why American capitalists support communism in the 21st century. Note 1. That behavior of capitalists was predicted by Vladimir Lenin, a cell of the beast. Note 2. Henry Ford was a capitalist, and he would have never gone communist. The difference between Ford and the present-day end-time capitalists is that Ford was born and educated in the Kingdom of Christ, 19th century America, the New Jerusalem, Revelation 21.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I'm talking about this whacked-out extremist in the Huffington Post, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Kim Raff. And it's my opinion that she's whacked out and extreme liberal crazy. But they know how to engineer hit pieces on people without getting themselves in, quote, legal trouble. Like I told you last hour, they want to call me a famous celebrity when they want to attack me, so then they can say anything they want with impunity. But then they, make all kinds of libel, slanderous statements against me. But here's how they do it. The headline says, living with the far-right insurgency in Idaho. Well, they haven't given anybody's names, and so you don't know who the insurgency is. But an insurgency kind of makes it sound like you're into military tactics and you're undermining moral and legal and everything else principles. So the far right insurgency in Idaho. Okay. Then they say a radical GOP faction. See, again, who does that point to? A radical GOP faction. You're not really identifying anybody, but you're certainly using a lot of scare words. A radical geopolitical faction there. That's kind of a far-right insurgent group, right? And then they say an open alliance. You see how that is? An open alliance. I mean, they're openly in this, you know, alliance with extremists. Now, you know who the extremists are, right? We'll get to them later, but just so you know, they're far-right insurgent extremists in open alliance. See, they're building this. Oh, my gosh, there's a boogeyman. Cameron, don't look behind you, my friend. There's an extremist militia GOP Idahoan right behind you. And then they say, and they're seizing power. They're about to seize power. They might seize you too, Cameron. I'm just telling you right now. And they're targeting its opponents. Yes, they're in your closet too, my friend. They're everywhere. You just don't even know it, buddy, because they're so insidious. They're so ubiquitous. And they're targeting their opponents. And then they say with cruelty. Now, that's interesting because cruelty is just like they're being unkind. But see, they don't really say how they're targeting. Are they violating any laws? Are they disturbing the peace? Or is it just kind of cruelty? Now, I think this headline is full of cruelty, if you want my opinion. I mean, it's literally saying, hey, the far right insurgency in Idaho, the radical GOP faction in open alliance with extremists, they're seizing power and targeting opponents. I mean, isn't that cruel to label all that? Then they say, some wonder, is it time to leave? It's so bad in Idaho. You're so under the gun by these crazy extreme right wing that, man, it might even be time to leave your home. It might be time to go to, like, I don't know, California or New York or Chicago or some of these liberal places for safety. And on one hand, it's laughable, ladies and gentlemen. It really is, like, are you kidding me? Laughable. But the problem is when you read the article, it is not laughable because of how serious these guys take it. So the article then does this, and here's one of the tactics they use. They don't want to attack Sam Bushman directly because they know that I'll punch back. Okay, I'm a little like Donald Trump. I won't take it. I'll double down in defense of myself like I'm doing right now in general with this article. But they attack people that have a hard time punching back because there are extremists among us. There are people who make us look bad in every case, right? And so what they do is they find the I don't know what you want to call it, the worst of them, the extreme of them, or the ones that don't know how to deliver, the ones that don't really know how to win friends and influence people, kind of an idea, and they make the worst out of it. And then what they do by inference, see, they use these drive-by shootings, as Rush Limbaugh used to call it, right? Media drive-bys, where they don't say Sam Bushman or Ammon Bundy, or because they know that, you know what, they'll get their clock cleaned if they take on us directly. So what they do is they find some extremist, and then they paint that extreme crazy view. And then by inference, we're all involved, or we're all cast into this guilt by, I don't know what net, guilt by ideology net, because it's not even association. I don't even know these people. So here's what it says. Idaho white nationalist Vincent James, that's who you got to know. Idaho white nationalist Vincent James there. And his last name, Fox, Vincent James Fox, right? They say Fox had a new video for his nearly 70,000 subscribers on BitChute. And then they say BitChute, of course, is one of the platforms that still hasn't banned him. And then they say on February 16th, he appeared wearing a baseball hat emblazoned with the state, I guess they say with the state's outline tilted on its side so that it resembled a pistol. So now they've already tied white supremacy, pistols, gut, BitChute, platforms that won't deplatform him, all these groups together. So now BitChute's already in the whatever and the whole state, anybody who, right? And then they use this statement that he claims, we are going to take over this state, Fox declared. We have a great large of people and that group is growing. And then they say this, a true, actual right-wing takeover is actually happening, and there's nothing you can do about it. So if you're a legislator, get in line or get out of the way, they say. Fox, they say, this James guy, 36, isn't from Idaho. He recently moved from California to Post Falls. But in the video, he showed him posing with a string of politicians that he's supporting in the upcoming primaries. He's especially excited about a selfie that he's taken a week prior. It showed him in front of another white nationalist, Dave Riley. So now you got this, you know, these two guys, right? Fox and Riley. Well, just so you know, they say I'm a white supremacist or a racist too, but see, I don't even know either of these guys. I don't know either of them at all. Never heard of them until this article. But they say he was especially excited with Dave Riley. And thereby, they're standing with the Lieutenant Governor Janice McKeegan. All right, so there you have it now. You got the Lieutenant Governor, and then you got these two, quote, white supremacists. And they say, we're supporting her, Fox says, writing of his movement's deep connections to McKeegan. That's who Donald Trump endorsed. See, now we've already, you know, painted Donald Trump in this. And that's who Donald Trump endorsed in the primary. But see, I would support Ammon Bundy, see? We're not Christian right and white nationalists or whatever. They say they're poised to conquer Idaho and then the whole country. They say the solution is local politics amassing power in these, quote, pockets of the country until it's time to unify. He said, I've only been here for a couple of months and I'm tapped into the way I am and you can do it too. He says, come to Idaho, baby. Fascists like Fox are famous fabulists. In other words, they're expert at exaggerating their influence and success. But you know what? Fox ain't just talking S-H-I-T, they say. He's one of many far-right activists who have flocked to Idaho in recent years, where extremists are infiltrating, embracing, and taking over the narrative, the direction of the party. They say a large and radical growing faction has taken over the party, and they've openly allied themselves with extremists to a shocking extent, even for the Trump era. So now they've attacked Trump. They put these white supremacists who nobody knows to these guys, and then they say they're accruing more and more and more power in Boise, Idaho, which is the state capital. They say imagine a state house full of Marjorie Greens and Steve Kings, don't you know? So now they've attacked two congressmen, and they say, imagine those guys at the local level. They have seized seats on local school boards. So you remember those terrorists on the local school boards there? Now they've basically attacked, you know, two Congress people. They've now attacked everybody seizing seats on school boards. You don't just get elected now. You seize a seat. Do you understand? See the wordsmithing? Do you see the manipulation in the media? Do you see the scare words they're using? You don't just get elected to a school board. See, you're seizing a seat on the school board and on county commissions, don't you know? So see, now elections are seizing seats. And they're doing it, by the way, at a fast clip, don't you know? I mean, you blink, and buddy, you're going to be surrounded by extremists, buddy. They say they've accomplished this in part by targeting their opponents with frightening cruelty, not just cruelty, but frightening cruelty and harassment, embracing a strategy, they say, called confrontational politics. They say, which has helped drive more moderate officials across the state to resign or retire. Now, think about this for a minute, folks. Think about all that scare words and all the scare words in the article. I mean, you're literally seizing seats. You're not getting elected. You're literally using frightening cruelty, whatever that means. They say confrontational politics is the term they're using. I'm going to come back and talk about that point in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. Incredible scare tactics by the Huffington Post. Shame on their dishonesty and manipulation, ladies and gentlemen.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And it just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
President Biden spent part of his Friday in South Korea, the first leg of his Asian tour that aims to build economic ties and counter Chinese influence.
So much of the future of the world is going to be written here in the Indo-Pacific over the next several decades. We're standing at an inflection point in history where the decisions we make today will have far-reaching impacts on the world we leave to our children tomorrow.
President Biden also meeting with the president of South Korea. The CDC is keeping their eye on another virus.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. It's related to smallpox. Monkeypox has two main types: the West African, which has a fatality rate of about 1%, and the Congo Basin, with a fatality rate of around 10%. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so this Huffington Post article is just absolutely psychotic, full of scare words and everything else. So they're using this term called confrontational politics. Now, I agree that confrontational politics is a real term. I agree that it's being used. But the idea that it's frighteningly cruel or evil or whatever is now all subject to interpretation. Let me give you an example. What is confrontational politics exactly? On its mildest level, ladies and gentlemen, it's if I bring up my issue, then I'm into confrontation. You see? If I ask a running politician or a candidate a question about pro-life and they're pro-death, then see, I'm confrontational. I'm bringing up something that I know they're against with an effort to confront them, right? That's the mildest example of, you know, how do you feel about taxes? Well, you know, when I know they want bigger taxes, so I'm trying to say I want lower taxes, and so I confront them. Those are the mild level. But they're saying they're getting in people's faces. They're chasing them down. They're documenting them on video. And now we're getting to the more extreme level. And I agree that there is a line to where confrontational politics is crossing the line, right? So I believe in confrontational politics in that I believe in healthy debates. I believe in direct confrontation of ideas. In other words, I don't have to back off. For example, I think gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda and the gender manipulation that they're doing to the children is child abuse. Okay? But can I say that I believe that's child abuse, or is that now confrontational politics? See? So the lines are very difficult when you make a claim. And this is what I mean by the libel and slander and the wordsmithing that they're using. it throws everybody in one camp. Everybody's involved in this extreme confrontational politics so bad that the Democrats are fearing for their lives, by golly. I mean, if you're not careful, they're going to get ran out of town on a rail. You see what I mean? It's that kind of an idea. It's not really the truth at all. But then they go on. I mean, this is just amazing. Listen to what they say here. A lot has been written about both the radicalization of the Republican Party and the decline of democracy in the U.S. And it's all about the country being on a precipice. Well, first off, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the radicalization of the Republican Party is. Is following the platform radicalization? Is following the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, radicalization? Is pushing for less taxes and smaller government and accountability and transparency radicalization? See, in their minds, absolutely. And when they say that increase in the radicalization of the Republican Party and the decrease of democracy in America, we don't have a democracy, folks. And believe it or not, a lot of the conservatives weren't in the game when all the liberals ran everything. Now we're getting into the game and they don't like it. So more people in politics to them is less democracy. Why? Because it's not the agenda they want. That's why. Then they go on and say it's maybe easy for those warnings to become, quote, background noise. Or to dismiss them as pieces of clickbait. I don't know if you know what clickbait is, but just kind of irrelevant things to attract attention, not really substantive. It's not really real, but it sure moves the needle for promotion fame and fortune and whatever. Oh, no. But in Idaho, ladies and gentlemen, they say that's not the case. In fact, listen, the nightmare scenario is crossing into reality. You hear that? The nightmare scenario is crossing into reality. Do you see the wordsmithing there? I mean, they have got you so freaked out, man. There's a militia white supremacist extremist with a gun that's taken over your elections by force. And by golly, it's so bad that the authoritarian GOP, that's what they say. Think about these words. The authoritarian GOP is about to create a whiter, meaning a racial, a whiter Christian nation. These radicals have gestured at the future they want, they say. Now listen to what they want. You ready? No rape and incest exceptions to Idaho's abortion ban. No emergency contraception. No gender-affirming health care for minors. The banning of books. The jailing of librarians. And maybe no public education altogether. And then this author says, I recently spent a week traveling across the state of Idaho. And in all these places, Democrats and, quote, more moderate Republicans viewed Tuesday's primaries as an existential affair. Some are, believe it or not, considering leaving the state if MAGA extremists and others are going to gain more power. Others are digging in their heels to fight back. You see, folks, the people that I talked to, this author says, are not accustomed to alarmism, which made it striking to hear some of their voices tremble when they talked about what's happening to their home. Do you see the wordsmithing there? I talked to these people. They're not used to alarmism. But now that alarmism's here, they're panicking. They're ready to leave. They're tremble. They've got a tremble in their voice when they even talk about this crazy right-wing extreme insurgency. They say their message for the rest of the country, it's going to get bad. Oh, yes. The GOP really will go that far. A very extreme Republican county committee, they say. And then they have a photo, and it's like an Aryan Nations photo. White supremacist demonstrators march through the streets of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the capital of white supremacy. Then they say an unidentified man's in photo at the Aryan Nations compound, don't you know, in Hayden Lake, Idaho. And by the way, that's back in 1992 where they literally have this. And then they refer to articles from 1986 and photos from 1986 about white supremacists. They're digging back that far for their photo to demonstrate their agenda here. And then they highlight it, and it's Reuters and AP with those old articles, right? So now they're bringing in the other news press organizations to make their points more legitimate by photo, by inference. They say white right-wing extremists, so white right-wing extremists have long been attracted to Idaho, they say, drawn to its abundant land, lack of racial diversity. Yeah, the state, 93% white, they say. Yeah, that's right. Not to mention the libertarian brand of politics. They say, you know what? This is going on. You got Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, a fast-growing city of 50,000 in the Rockies. Yeah, they say I talked to this person at a park downtown. That's the same place that the neo-Nazis in the 1990s were marching around trying to get people to join their Aryan cult. So now we're tying this all to a cult. Keenan was referring to the Aryan Nations, the white supremacist group that had a large, sprawling compound near here, up by Hayden Lake. Anyway, it just goes on and on. But folks, they say that the Aryan Nations have terrorized the community for years. It was really easy for the community back in the 90s to organize against that. The city council was locked arm in arm. All the businesses, everybody was fairly unified back then against this extreme white supremacy. But not so much anymore. Sure, the Aryan Nations is gone. But it's 20-acre compounds in ruins. But now you got the general GOP endorsing white supremacists. See how they do this? The truth is the white supremacy movement's gone for the most part. But now they're saying, but they've just simply kind of mellowed out, went underground and resurfaced in the Republican Party, don't you know? So they say on November 22nd, 2021, Fox told his 44,000 followers. So now, see, now he's got 77,000. Before it was 44 just a few months ago, 1,000, right? On Telegram that the school board race is going well in Idaho. I'll be running for something local there soon. Fox's dream of public office has already been pursued by his white supremacist friend, Dave Riley, don't you know? A fellow white nationalist. Yeah, you know, he was endorsed by the Central Committee for a school board position, but he was at the Nazi rally in, you got it, Charlottesville, North Carolina, right? So now we're back to Charlottesville. So see how many people we bring into this painting, the picture? Everybody's working together as a white supremacist. Even after the endorsement, he got negative media coverage, but nobody backed down. I believe Dave's a good man who will prevent indoctrination of our children, says Brent Reagan. And others. Reagan, of course, has been at the center of, so now they attack another local politician there. Reagan has been at the center of the Idaho GOP's radicalization, you see. As perch atop. And then they say the chair of the Idaho Board Freedom Foundation and da-da-da-da. They've staked out far right positions. So now this guy's at the perch at the top. You see all these words? Reagan is also repeatedly embraced noxious extremist groups and figures. Think about that. You just get these weird terms. That it's just wordsmith till cows come home.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so it goes on, this hit piece from the Huffington Post just goes on attacking everybody in Idaho, really, who believes in conservative values. So I told you they use all these scare words and these manipulation words that keep them out of trouble, but attack, attack, attack. So then it says, last summer, the KCRC, see, unanimously passed another resolution, listen, affirming its total support for the John Birch Society. A conspiratorial, anti-communist organization that is, in many ways, kind of like QAnon. They once declared that democracy was a fraud. Well, I'm telling you, democracy is a fraud. It isn't what we have in America today, that's for sure. Anyway, so they attacked the John Birch Society. Do you see how in everyone in these articles, they just take out more and more and more and more people and tie them all as one big white supremacist, hate-filled cabal bent on overtaking the state. Never mind that a lot of these people are peacefully running for elections and winning because the majority of the people believe in conservative values and principles. But see, they paint us all and put us into one big, huge, I don't know what you want to say, pot, that we're all like-minded, that we all have this evil intent. The boogeyman's out. They say Fox, that's this guy, right? This white supremacist, was at the January 6th, 2020, Stop the Steal rally in Washington, D.C. Now we've tied this guy to election fraud, right? He's been a big name in white supremacist circles for years now, they say. Well, if he's such a big name in white supremacist circles, and I'm a white supremacist, how come I don't even know the guy? I don't even know who this guy is. Now they say he was also the founder of the alt-right media collective known as Red Elephants. I don't even know who Red Elephants is, folks. Do you? They say he worked as a, quote, chief propagandist for a violent fascist fight club and is a prominent figure in the America First movement. Now, America First movement has been Trump's, right? See, now we're tying it to Donald. He's rubbed shoulders with the who's who of prominent racists, appearing on podcasts to talk about Jewish control and influence of the media, denying the Holocaust, or, listen, attacking the IQ of non-whites. And then he says, this guy says the Buffalo shooter may have done an immoral act, but he was right about the replacement reality. See, that's what we say. Do you see how they're tying it together? Just because I say that it's factual replacement, not conspiracy, then they, now I'm with this white supremacist. I don't even know by, see, guilt by what? It's not really association. I've never associated with him. Right? There you have it. That's what these do. They do. Now it gets worse. They go on. They say they have completely rebranded what it is to be a conservative here in North Idaho. And they have literally excommunicated and cleaned house of any rational, regular conservative from their ranks. So now you got to be a rational, regular conservative, which means you're a moderate to the extreme. You know, the ones that have allowed America to run off the rails and promote critical race theory and this race replacement theory. And okay, this is what I'm talking about. John Keenan, a local Democratic activist In a statement to the Huffington Post, Reagan claimed to never have met Fox. So now they're, you know, trying to tie these two people together. I do not recall attending any of the meetings. But then they say Fox and Riley posted photos of themselves smiling. Right? At KCRCC Allen's Link Day with Dinesh D'Souza. So now what they do is they say these people deny knowing each other. But we see some photos that, well, they don't prove anything. But, of course, Dinesh D'Souza was there. So, see, now it's right-wing extremist racist with Dinesh and election fraud. See, bring everybody in for the attack. In almost any place in the country, they say, Fox would have no chance in being elected to any. But here, the party infrastructure would not reject it, but they would encourage it. They have completely rebranded what it means to be a conservative here in North Idaho. Okay, this is what I mean. This radical acceleration, they say, or this radicalization accelerated in the last 5 years. Trump's election, the pandemic, and the uprisings of racist agendas are the cause. There was a week when armed militias patrolled the streets with assault rifles in search of Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists. Anti-maskers shut down a school board meeting. Every single day I wake up, they say, and I do this debate in my head, do I go or do I stay? Keenan said. I'm in tears. They have a deep desire to dominate without mercy, they say. See, think about that. A deep desire to dominate without mercy. Look at these scare words, the wordsmithing. On February 25th, white nationalists stopped me from entering a third annual America First political conference in Orlando, Florida. No liberal reporters can go. So now we've gone to Orlando. Now we've gone to literally like CPAC and some of these other places. They're all part of it too, don't you know? This conspiracy is so wide. Back at my hotel, since I couldn't go, I watched the they call it the AF Pack. I watched the AF Pack live stream. Among the five Republican officials that spoke was, again, their leader. Yep, Janice McKeegan. Yeah. Idaho's Lieutenant Governor, keep up the good work fighting for our country, she told the crowd. See, how dare you say something like that? They say other speakers then called to promote Adolf Hitler and say Anthony Fauci should be hanged. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is where, I don't know if that happened or not, but I don't care. I'm not part of it, never have been, never will be. I'm not calling for anybody to be hanged, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think Adolf Hitler was a hero. I think we've been lied to about the Holocaust and how bad it is. I think we've promoted the Holocaust to extreme levels, and anybody who dares challenge the narrative is somehow dubbed a hater, a Jew hater and an enemy, which is wrong and dishonest. I think Holodomor was a bigger fiasco. Both of them are evil and wrong. I reject the murder of anybody. I wouldn't back Hitler or anybody else, and I wouldn't call for the hanging of anybody. I'd call for due process of law and prosecution. Totally different discussion. But see, they leave that all out. They say Idaho Lieutenant Governor Janice McKeegan has routinely allied herself with some of the most extreme right-wing figures in America. So attack her before the election there. Think about this. Then they, Fox gave a, quote, fiery speech, they say. We must have a, quote, deep desire to dominate without mercy. You better stand up and be with us, or America First will dominate you. Now listen, media is playing a game of guilt by association, McKeegan says. That's what I claim. Because I guess this Fox guy took a picture with her. But she says she doesn't know him. And yeah, there was a picture. Well, look, if you're a professional figure like me or anybody else, a celebrity or a famous in some way, people ask to take photos with you and you do it. You say, sure. That doesn't mean that you agree with them or know what they say, but they use this photo as guilt by association. Now, she said, I'm well aware of what AFPAC was all about. I don't know all this. I don't even know what AFPAC is. Anyway, this goes on. Her extremism has endeared her to the, quote, Idaho Freedom Foundation. Now, see, we attack. They say a powerful dark money organization receiving bundles of donations from out-of-state billionaires. Now Idaho has become the Wild West again. Anyway, they just go on and on and on. Now they say, listen, since 2009, these groups have gained power. They have amassed influence by using a tool. It calls the Freedom Index, a system of scoring and ranking lawmakers according to how they vote on different bills. If the GOP legislator's score falls below IFF's liking, that legislator can expect the foundation to use its considerable resources to back a primary opponent. So now they're mad at us for using the John Birch Society's Freedom Index to gauge a politician's fidelity to the Constitution. And if we use that, then that's the tool of evil. Anyway, I don't even know how to respond to all this. It goes on and on and on. This has led to a caucus of IFF who follow over themselves to do the group's bidding. And then now they attack my buddy Heather Scott. She's the top one. She's the most conservative one that stands up. Scott was, quote, part of an anti-government group involved in, quote, two armed conflict with the federal government, including the 2000 Mount Hero Wildlife Refuge standoff. Heather Scott wasn't involved in it. She tried to broker a deal and help it stop, just like I did. Don't lie like that. So see, now they're attacking Heather Scott wrongfully. Then they talk about Chad Christensen. He's with the anti-group, the Oath Keepers. Further down is Ben Adams, 78% score. Anyway, we go on and on. They then talk about the black. There's only one black state legislator in the state of Idaho, and his name is Chris Mathias. He says blacks never get a fair shake. Anyway, there we go. It just goes on. Mathias says he never gets a fair shake because he's a black guy. Anyway, then they say that the legislator voted to cut $1.5 million. And they go on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a takeout piece like you have never seen. And what these authors are learning to do is they take phrases from each other's articles. They take research from each other's articles. And they amplify the scare word mentality, the manipulate, the wordsmithing, to just, again, every one of their articles get longer and longer. And they build these dossiers on all of us. So now it's the Oath Keepers. And then pretty soon, another author wrote this. Sam Bushman is at the center of it all. You see, the Oath Keeper, Stuart Rhodes, Richard Mack and the CSPOA, Ammon Bundy running for governor at Idaho, and Sam Bushman sits at the center as the media man to carry the ball for them. See, so this article didn't bring me up. But all I'm telling you is this is what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And what they're doing is putting a target on our back. They act like we're the violent ones. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that they are dangerous and threatening. When conservatives have events, they're not violent. But when they do, they are. So living with the far right insurgency in Idaho, it's a big old lie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's absolutely a dishonest, immoral narrative that is false, to say the least. But what can we do about it except for stand up for ourselves in a peaceful, cogent, logical way? That's all I can say. Hour two in the can. Hope it was educational for you. Strange stuff. Go to the Idaho event in Boise with Ammon, though, will you? I'd be grateful if you would. For Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrightyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.